Weather is a constant around all of us that can stay a mystery or could be studied and learned about. My next guest, with her new entry in her series of books for children, reminds us that it's never too early to learn, especially when it comes to science. Teacher in this case is Freddie the Frogcaster and his new adventure, Freddie the Frogcaster and the Huge Hurricane. Here to talk about her new fun read, really for the whole family, is Fox News Channel senior meteorologist Janice Dean. Good morning, Janice.
Hello, Chris. Thank you for having me on again.
Well, congratulations. I told you way back when this you had something here and this was going to be a franchise. Well, guess what?
I know. Your predictions came true. Amazing.
Well, with a little help from Russ Cox, because without Russ, Freddie wouldn't be in front of our eyes.
Thank you for mentioning Russ Cox. I need to mention him more and more and more. And I always say, I could have written the most amazing book ever written, but if it wasn't for Russ and his amazing illustrations that really bring Freddie to life, this would not be a children's book series.
Now, as the title suggests, because we've gone through various adventures of weather with Freddie, this time it's going to be a huge wind blowing into the town.
Yes, a hurricane. And I know, you know, the first one was a thunderstorm, and we get thunderstorms, of course. A lot of kids experience thunderstorms. The second book was a blizzard, and, you know, blizzards can be scary, but they can also be fun for kids who love snow and days off from school because of a big snowstorm that brings a lot of snow. But the hurricane's a little bit scary. So this one I had to kind of walk the fine line in that I was dealing with a topic that can bring a lot of destruction, and unfortunately you can lose lives in hurricanes. So I didn't want it to be too scary, but I also wanted to educate kids and get them prepared in advance, because I think, you know, knowledge is power. If we can sit down with our kids and tell them why hurricanes happen and how we can prepare in advance, because with hurricanes, forecasters can give you a few days in advance warning if a hurricane is going to make landfall along a coastal area. So if we can get our preparation kit together beforehand, if we can talk about where we would evacuate to, you know, things like that, even if you're in school, where would your kids go if there was an evacuation? A lot of parents don't even know that, if there were, you know, power outages. So that kind of thing. It's not just about hurricanes. It's about being prepared in general. You know, I love that expression, the time to repair the roof is when the sun is shining.
Yes.
So that's what Freddie is. He is preparing people before the storm comes.
And a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that technology is an absolute, but even, well, especially with hurricanes, the life preserver that our cell phones and smartphones have become, they could disappear in a big storm.
You are absolutely correct. We talked a lot about that. I was at an American Meteorological Society conference. The AMS gives me their seal of approval. And we were talking about the fact that we rely so much on our technology, our cell phones. And if the power goes out, or there are a lot of people who are dialing 911 or trying to contact their loved ones, there's a good chance your cell phone is not going to work. The cell phone towers are not going to work. So you really need to know in advance what you're going to do, you know, without communication.
Hello, Janice Dean from the Fox News Channel, senior meteorologist with her new book, Freddie the Frogcaster and the Huge Hurricane. And it's available now for, if you've been along with the series of Freddie, it's a great addition. This will be your first time around with Freddie the Frogcaster. It's a fun read that really does become a family event, because it becomes a little teaching at the end, story in the beginning, and you all sit down and enjoy it together. FoxNews.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, not to spoil the whole story, but Freddie makes a debut in the part of his life, and I saw that part of the book, and I thought, do you ever think back, or do you have video of your first ever time in front of a camera?
What an excellent question! You know, I was a ham when I was a little girl, I have to tell you. Even at a young age, I used to love hearing my voice being played back on the old tape recorder over and over and over again. And I used to interview the kids around the neighborhood about, you know, what their favorite pastime in summer was when school was out. So I was always, you know, I always knew I wanted to be a broadcaster. But I would say the first TV experience I had was probably, you know, before high school. I think I was, you know, doing those lip-syncing competitions,
okay.
And I was on, like, one of the local television stations because we had won a lip-syncing contest. So, you know, I was always a performer. But certainly, I still get nervous. And part of the story of Freddie is not only about the hurricane, but his debut on television. I don't think I'm giving too much of a spoiler alert. But his debut on television. And, you know, he's nervous. And it's okay to be nervous. If I wasn't nervous, and to this day, after 20-something years in broadcasting, I still get nervous. And I think that that is great. I think that if the day that I'm not nervous is the day I need to get out of the business.
Had Vinnie Falcone on the show, this is going back a few years, he was Frank Sinatra's musical director for about a decade plus, and he said the story that even at that point in his career in the 70s going into the 80s, Sinatra would have butterflies going on stage until he got through that first couple of notes, because then he knew, okay, it's there tonight. I'm going to be okay.
I love it. I love that story. It's so true. You know, I always, right before the anchor or whomever is introducing me, I get the butterflies. I have to clear my throat. I get that kind of rush, that adrenaline rush. I think that's really important. You know what it means? It means you want to do a good job. And I think that that's important for any career, any job that you do. You want to do a good job. And those little nervous butterflies are a good thing. You have to embrace them.
So with Janice Dean with her new book, Freddie the Frog Caster and the Huge Hurricane, available in stores, online, whatever your favorite means of getting a book is that you can have fun with the whole family, the kids, the grandkids, whatever the case may be. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. If you could talk to somebody who, when there's a hurricane coming up and it's imminent, it's definitely it's going to hit, and what's their great idea? I know, let's go out to the beach. What would you say to that moron?
You know, I have to be careful because I have a lot of meteorology colleagues and friends that go out and report in a storm when the hurricane is making landfall.
Well, that's different. I'm talking about like a civilian who...
But it's, you know what? It's not really different. I have to tell you, I'm probably the only meteorologist you will ever talk to that does not want to be out there because I think it's silly. Here I am telling people, stay indoors, you know, get to higher ground, don't be outside in the winds where you can have projectiles that could hurt you. I think it's silly for anybody to do that, to warn somebody when they're actually in the, you know, so to speak, the eye of the storm. They shouldn't be out there. If I'm giving people a watch or a warning, that means you need to make your preparations and get out of town if you need to, or be hunkering down and seeking shelter or taking care of your family. We see it all the time, unfortunately. And unfortunately, I see some of my colleagues doing that. And even though I guess it's part of the business to show how bad it is outside, I don't recommend it.
As I mentioned, too, with Janice's books and Freddie the Frogcaster, there's always the information after the entertainment and the education. And it's really important part, too, of how you can be prepared for a hurricane, what to do before, during, and after. And the after part, I guess, would be the more tenuous because... You know, the eye comes through and you think, right, it's over and done with. Let me take a run out there and make sure the car is upright. And before you know it, boom, the second half of the storm comes. You really have to have the knowledge of what a hurricane is to listen to people such as yourself and even what you communicate with Freddie the Frogcaster to just be aware of not just what is happening, but the potential of what can be happening.
Absolutely. And I discussed that with the hurricane. Hurricane is, I mean, to study a hurricane as a meteorologist, very fascinating. The way these ocean storms take shape, the fact that there is an eye on a well-developed hurricane so that when a hurricane does make landfall, to be in the eye of the storm and to experience that calm before the back half moves through. If you live in anywhere that along the coast or the Gulf Coast that experiences a hurricane, you need to learn about hurricanes and what they can do. The power of the winds, the power of the storm surge, the fact that there is a period of quiet if you're right in the center of the eye. So it's important for anyone, if you live in any area that is affected by any kind of extreme event, whether it be a hurricane, whether it be, you know, monsoon season, whether it be tornadoes, you've got to know the weather phenomenon and what to do and how to prepare in advance.
And I would be remiss if I did not give Freddie his proper credit here. Freddie's now a mascot.
Thank you so much, Chris. You cover everything. I love it. Yes, he is a mascot for the NOAA, Weather Ready Nation. He is a Weather Ready Ambassador. So they have officially named Freddie the Frogcaster as a Weather Ready Ambassador. Weather Ready Freddie is what I call him. I mean, it's a meant-to-be relationship. And so he has been, you know, he has been crowned a frog that helps people understand what happens in extreme weather events. So I am so pleased with that. I mean, just so honored to have NOAA, National Weather Service, you know, recognize Freddie and the power of Freddie and what he can do to help people in advance.
Okay, my next prediction for Freddie the Frogcaster, Freddie the Frogcaster plush toys.
I love it. Oh, Chris, I love talking to you because you come up with all these great ideas that happen.
Well, we'll see what happens, see if my batting average stays like it is. In the meantime, Freddie the Frogcaster is back. He's there to save the day against the huge hurricane that's coming to town. He teaches you what to do if and when it comes to your town. Don't think you're immune either, because no one in New Jersey ever thought we'd have Hurricane Sandy.
Right,
guess
exactly.
What happened. So preparation, that's the key to survival. And just knowing that you have the safety net there and you have a control over the what looks to be uncontrollable, that's a good thing, too. Check out Janice all the time on the Fox News channel, foxnews.com. She's their senior meteorologist and the mom of Freddie the Frogcaster. This time, Freddie the Frogcaster and the huge hurricane. Janice, always fun. Thanks for being here.
Chris, anytime.